Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. The truth about online coaching. I felt this was such an important topic to discuss. Why? Well, from the outside in, so many coaches think the online coaching world is literally post content, get clients, become wealthy, travel the world. And as somebody that spends every single day teaching online coaching, building digital businesses, of course, there's a lot of people who are very successful, make a lot of money, but it's like any industry. There's some core things that you must understand before you not only get into the world, but if you're in the world right now, something in this video is going to really resonate with you because I'm going to share some key insights into some realities. The first thing I want to talk to you about is it's going to take a lot of work. It's not a one day a week job. You know, I hear from people all the time, you know, I'm a full-time PT and I'm working on building my online business. How much time are you putting into your online business? Well, you know, I finish work at like 8 o'clock. I do a bit of content creation. And then I'm like, ask anybody that's successful. Can they put part-time effort in the early days and expect to receive full-time income? Now, further down the line, when you've got your system and there's people and you've got your lead generation flowing, it's a completely different ballgame, but that's in business. In the early stages of online coaching, there's a hell of a lot of work and there's going to be a lot of work that you won't like. There's going to be a lot of work that you won't like. Write down whether it's content, conversations, whether or not it's following up with people. It's grind. It's like opening up a shop in a town and it's new. If you sit there, you're not going to get many clients. If you go out and you start talking to people and go to networking events, and you'll speak to anybody that starts a business up from scratch, and they're like, that's the tough bit. For the first year, 2 years, 3 years, I'm just grinding. I'm doing the stuff and I'm not getting noticed and no one's really coming back to me. But with optimism and discipline, they end up further ahead. They end up with the riches, the wealth, the success, the time, the freedom. But freedom is something that you work towards. It's not something you expect on day one. And so what I always do with the coaches that we work with inside Coaching Concierge is I bring down their expectations. And you must enjoy the grind. Enjoy the hard work. Because building an online coaching business requires a lot of hours and a lot of time and a lot of effort doing things you don't want to do. I'm just going to relate it back to personal training. In the early days, the trainer that fills their diary in the first 8 to 12 weeks, that's the one that's done the stuff that they know they needed to do, but they're not doing. And when you come to the online, it's 10 times hard because you're going to be doing 10x the things that are actually the things you don't want to do. The second thing is content isn't how you get clients. Content is how you gain attention. Content is how you educate, and content is how you nurture. So if you're watching this right now or listening to this right now and you're going, I don't get anything back from the content that I share. I don't get anything. I post it. I don't get any comments. I post it, hardly get any likes. Well, the content is going out there as your display board, your opportunity to capture somebody's attention. They're going to be watching, but then it comes down to the conversation, the engagement, and the rapport building, which is like in any situation, you can't go out on a night out and look great, have an amazing suit on or dress or whatever you wear when you go out, and people will look at you and go, wow, you look sharp. Or they'll look at your reel and go, that's pretty cool. They'll look at your graphics and they'll go, that's pretty cool. And they'll read what you've put and they may like it and they may comment on it. And when you're out and about, people might look and go, you look sharp, dude. But unless you respond, unless you open up a conversation, the reality is that you're not going to get any clients. It's coaching. That's a big part of what you do. But it's marketing that gets you the business. This is another area of the online coaching world that people just don't understand. It's coaching that you love, right?
You want to coach people. You want to get them in great shape. You want to help people. But the thing that gets you the clients is digital marketing. It's becoming extremely skilled in content and copywriting. It's becoming very, very skilled in direct response, actually starting conversations with people and driving people into calls. It's about lead nurture and email marketing and capturing people's information and building relationships with people in digital formats. This is the stuff that most of you never study. You're spending all your time on mechanics and training and nutrition and psychology and all the stuff that's so key to getting results for your clients. But the funny thing is, it's slightly in reverse. As a PT, you've got to have your fundamental knowledge. And then you've got to go on the gym floor. And until you've got clients, you keep holding your knowledge and maybe you study at home, but you grind. And that grind is conversations. That's marketing. That's networking. That's the stuff that you can't read in a book. There's no point. You need your knowledge when you get the clients. But initially, it's digital marketing that's the online space. So my question to you is, if I go around to your house right now, show me the books that you're studying on digital marketing. If I go to your phone, show me the audiobooks that you're listening to. Show me the podcasts that you're listening to. Show me the YouTubes that you're actually typing in and searching for. If the most part of what you're studying at the moment is all to do with your coaching, then you're missing a missing link. You're missing a huge link. The truth about online coaching is you've got to start studying and watching. And a lot of the content that I talk about covers how you do the marketing, how you get the lead generation, how you get the clients. And then once you've got the clients, it's at that point that you can start to apply the science, the theory, the practical aspects of your coaching. So it's kind of like in a bit of reverse. I need to become a great coach before I get clients. You do, but you also need to get clients before you can coach the clients. And that's where digital marketing comes in. Without results, without reputation, you've got to double the work. This is such an important thing for you to understand. If you haven't built a portfolio of results yet, you have to knock on many, many doors and speak to many, many people until that one or two people will bite. You might have 10 or 15 clients and you don't have a huge portfolio of results. You got to do double the work. If you're having 50 conversations with people and getting one book call, but you want three book calls a week, you got to, or a day, you want to be having 150 conversations. You need to be multiplied by three. The numbers don't lie. You know, people are like, I just want to get more leads. And I'm like, dude, you've not got many results. Your reputation isn't very high. And as a result of that, you're expecting to send a few messages, have a few conversations, put a few posts out every week and get clients. Once you've built a reputation, once you've got consistent results, you will start to have a lot more incoming inquiries. But until that time, you've got to double, treble, quadruple the work. You've got to work up your ladder or up the ladder. Here's the thing with online coaching. Just like any job, you've got to work with who you are experienced, knowledgeable, and skilled with right now. You might not like that, but it's who you are knowledgeable, skilled, and experienced in working with, which is where you are right now. As an online coach, you come onto the online space and you go, I want to work with this type of person. It's like being a PT on the gym floor and saying, I want to work with bodybuilders. You don't even look like a bodybuilder. You don't train like a bodybuilder. You want to be a bodybuilder. Turn yourself into a bodybuilder. So this final one is, you got to earn your stripes online before people will take you seriously. This is a real honest truth about online. So many coaches are like, yeah, but I want to work with body transformation clients. It's like, you haven't got any body transformations. There's no proof that you can do this. So what is there evidence and proof of? You're not in amazing shape. Get in great shape. Do a photo shoot. Great. Then you can start carving your way up. In the early days, so many of you are going to work with weight loss clients. If you are starting to work with body transformation clients, but you're not attracting a lot of them, mainly it's because of the quality of the results. Work on the quality of results. So you've got to work up the ladder. You can't just come in and call the shots and expect to work with the top level people, the compliant clients, the people that follow the plan, the people that get results. It doesn't work like that. Going in the gym, on the gym floor, and I relate it to personal training because this is no different. You have to market to get people. People are only going to work with you if they feel that you're credible. You don't even have the opportunity to have a conversation and hear somebody's voice online. Personal training, you do. But in the online space, the quality of the brand, it's the quality of the results, it's how you present yourself. All of that, your vibe and how you're presenting yourself online will attract the type of person that you'll ultimately work with. But it takes time to climb that ladder. It takes time to deserve the opportunity to work with this type of clients. So the first thing was, it's going to take a lot of work. And just be prepared for that. The second thing is content is part of your marketing, but it's not how you get the clients specifically. It's marketing. It's digital marketing. Coaching is how you get the result, but you've got to do and study and learn digital marketing before you get the client. Results and reputation. If you haven't got it right now, you double and treble what you're doing, what I call the dirty work, because you got to do it until you built it. And that reputation and results will come, but you have to work your way up the ladder online. So stick to what you know, stick to where your experience is right now, stick to what you can present as a result, and then work from there. Online coaching is an incredibly, incredibly rewarding and fulfilling job. You know, there's a lot of people that talk about, you know, I want to get off the gym floor because I'm very, very busy. And I'm like, well, what are you expecting from online? To do 2 days a week, you've still got to coach your clients. Eventually, you've got to work with a team. You've got to do all your marketing. You've got to do all your content creation. What are you expecting? You're expecting, you know, there's a lot of people I speak to who don't enjoy online simply because they're sitting in their living room every single day on a laptop. It's exhausting. It's tiring. You're doing a lot of the work that you don't want to do, especially for personal trainers that are making the shift. They don't want to have to go through the speaking on the gym floor feeling again. But unfortunately, if you want success, it comes with graft. If you want success, it comes with relentless work. But when you do, and you understand each of the topics that I've shared with you in this video, then you're going to really get a long, long way. There are huge riches. You can build a lot of wealth. You can have a career path, which allows you to travel, a career path that gives you flexibility and freedom. But you got to do the work first. No entitlement here. If you found this of value today, please make sure you click the subscribe button and check out the comments, check out the description. And if you want any help or you want to join our Facebook group, you can find more resources, trainings, webinar, anything to help you, then make sure you click everything in the description. If you're listening to this on iTunes right now and you have a question for me, just drop me a message on Instagram. I always reply to every message that I receive. For now, take care.